Blog Talk Radio.
The recording has started.
Peace and blessings to each and every one of you on tonight. God bless you. God bless you tonight. And we just want to thank you for joining us here on the Prayer News Network Global. Amen. Welcome, welcome, welcome. Welcome. We welcome you here tonight, people of God. We're so grateful that the Lord has brought us back again. It's another day. It's another hour. Amen. And I tell you what, we don't take it for granted. Amen. We don't take it for granted. It's another day that the Lord has kept us. Glory to God. And I tell you what, we are so glad. Amen. We're glad, amen, that the Lord has kept us. Amen. Given us another day. Amen. Another time that we can fulfill His perfect and His divine will. Amen. God bless you today. God bless each and every one of you. We're so grateful. Amen. We're so grateful for your coming. Glory to God. From wherever you're coming from, we are grateful for your coming on tonight. Amen. We are indeed grateful. Amen, Jesus. Glory to God. We are so very, very grateful. Amen. We just can't tell you enough how grateful we are for you tuning in. We just want to thank God for you, for those that are listening here in the States, those that are listening in the isles of the sea. Amen, Jesus. Glory be to God. Those that are listening, amen, in other countries, amen, international countries, wherever you're listening from, we just want to thank God for you on tonight. Amen. We thank God for you. Amen. Whatever country you're listening from, we thank God for you. Amen. Whatever time you're tuning in, we thank God for you. Whether you're live with us now, amen, or whether you're calling in, we just want to tell you thank you. Thank you for joining us. Amen. Whether you're listening by Facebook on today, amen, Jesus, because you can listen to us live on Facebook through our Prayer News Network page. Amen. You can go out there and listen. Amen. In particular, too, if there are any one of you that are having problems with your phone dropping or, amen, them trying to charge you for the call. Amen. You can just, hey, go right on out to our Prayer News Network page and you can listen there. Also, people of God, you can listen via our prayer group, Amen, Jesus, which is the new Re-Up Prayer Group 52. Amen, Jesus, for those that don't know, amen, that is a prayer group, amen. The Lord had me on assignment, amen, glory to God, about 3 years ago, amen, Jesus, and amen, had me up every Thursday, amen, delivering a word and praying with the people, amen, giving the people an encouraging word, amen, and I just thank God for the assignment. Glory to God. He had said unto me, amen, to do it every week. So every Thursday, amen, I was up, amen, Jesus, up, amen, on my assignment, amen. So we finished the assignment, glory to God, and even in the assignment, amen, Jesus had several followers, amen, Jesus. I think there are about 700 people in that prayer group now. Amen. So the Lord unctioned me, amen, to go ahead and add the broadcast in that group because there are people, amen, that may not be connected to the Prayer News Network Facebook page, amen, but they may be connected via the new ReArt Prayer Group 52 page. So there, amen, you can certainly listen in, amen, at any time. All of our pre-recorded broadcasts are there as well, amen. Glory to God. And we thank God for those, amen, in that prayer group, amen, who are reaching out, amen, telling us, amen, what a blessing it is for them, amen, to be able to listen to the broadcast, amen. And the Lord is blessing, amen. The Lord is blessing. So we give God thanks. We give God praise, amen. We thank him, amen, for all that he's doing, amen. Those that are, amen, perhaps don't have Facebook, you can Google Prayer News Network, amen, and that'll take you right over, amen, to, amen, our broadcast, and you can listen there. That is, if you don't have the Facebook, amen, you can certainly Google, again, Prayer News Network and listen to the broadcast live. And those of you who like, amen, podcast, you'll be able to tap in via podcast there as well, amen. So we just thank God for you. We thank God for each and every one of you. God bless you tonight, amen. And as we always say, it's truly the Lord's doing, and it is marvelous in our eyes. Amen. Glory to God. We take no credit for it. Amen. For the Lord did drop this network at the beginning of the pandemic. Amen, Jesus. And here we are. Amen, Jesus. Not going on 3 years. Continuing to move. Amen. Continuing to move. Amen. Now, amen, broadcasting in 59 countries. Last time we got our report. Amen. And we're just grateful. We're grateful, amen, for the Lord taking this work, taking this line, taking this gospel to wherever he would have it to go. Amen. We just put it out there, walk in obedience and put it out there. Amen. And whomsoever, amen, Jesus, that the Lord would lead to come to, amen, Jesus, that he would speak to their hearts, amen, Jesus, in our obedience, that's what we do. Amen. So we thank God again. Amen. We want to let you know you're in a blessed place. Amen, Jesus. You're in a blessed place. Amen, Jesus. Truly open heaven. Amen. And we just want to give God thanks and we want to give God praise on tonight. Amen. For, as we always do, just acknowledging all of our leaders. Amen. But first giving thanks unto our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, amen. Again, he's ahead of this work, ahead of this line, amen. We dare not try to get in front of him, amen, Jesus, but listen, wherever he leads us, there will we follow, amen. So we thank the Lord for his leading and his guidance, amen, Jesus. We just bless the Lord. Amen. Glory to God. We just bless the Lord. Amen. Thank you, God, for, amen, Jesus, our celestial intercessor. Amen. Thanking God for my leaders. Amen, Jesus. Glory to God, our celestial intercessor, the late Apostle Dr. S.E. James, and thanking him tonight for Senior Apostle Samuel Huggins James. Amen. Thanking the Lord for, amen, our presiding bishop, Bishop K.A. Tina. Thanking him for my pastor, Apostle D.G. Taylor Sr. Amen. Just thanking the Lord, amen, for all of the advisors. Amen. Now we, amen, and amen, Jesus, expanding. So, amen, we just want to, amen, Jesus, say amen. Thanking God for the staff, amen, that the Lord has brought forth to be a part of this work. Amen. We don't want to leave anybody out. Amen. But all hands on deck. Amen. Thanking God for each and every one of them. Amen. God has truly sent some willing workers to this outreach. And we're just so grateful. We're overwhelmed with what the Lord is doing. Amen. Glory be to God. So we bless them tonight. Amen. We bless them for each and every one of you. Amen. We bless the Lord. Thank you for your coming. Amen. As you're coming in, we want to ask you to go ahead and invite someone else to come in. Amen. Invite someone else to come in tonight. Tonight our prayer warriors will be going forth. Amen. Jesus, glory to God. So we want you to, amen, get yourself settled. Amen. Get your heart. Amen. Whatever petition it is that you have before the Lord. Amen. Jesus, glory to God. Amen. If you need to, glory be to God, refresh it. Amen. Go back and look again. Amen. Glory be to God. Whatever petition you have on tonight, amen, we're, amen, glory to God, we're touching and agree with you. Amen. Glory to God, our prayer warriors will be going forth. Amen. And we're so grateful for each of them. Amen. And what God is doing in their lives, truly he's doing a work in their lives. And for this, we're so grateful. We're so grateful for all that he's doing. Amen. Glory to God. We want you to, amen, prepare your hearts, prepare your minds. Amen. Whatever it is you need from the Lord. Amen. Glory to God. You know, sometimes we desire some things and sometimes we need some things. Amen. But he did promise us, amen, that he would give us the desires of our hearts. Amen. Glory to God. If we delight ourselves in him. Mm-hmm. Amen, Jesus. So we just bless the Lord tonight. Amen. We just believe the Lord is going to meet some desires tonight. Amen, Jesus. Our prayer warriors will be going forth. Amen. To amen. And as usual, amen, Jesus, just give a word of encouragement or exaltation. Amen, Jesus, before they go into prayer. Amen. But definitely giving their hearts, amen, to hear what the Lord is saying. Amen. How to touch and agree. Where to touch and agree. Amen. For the nations. Amen. Glory to God. We don't pray selfishly. Amen. Me, myself, and I and my family. No, 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 no. No, no, no. The earth is the Lord's and the fullness thereof, the world and they that dwell therein. Amen. So we are here giving ourselves, amen, glory to God, giving our hearts to hear the heart of God. His will is, amen, for us to touch and agree on. Yes, yes, people of God, what his divine will is. We want to be in perfect alignment with the will of the Lord. Amen. Glory to God. So we would, again, that you get your hearts ready. Get your pencils ready. Amen. Get your petitions ready. Glory be to God. Those petitions, whatever you're touching and agreeing, amen, on tonight, glory to God, by faith we believe, amen, by faith we believe that God is going to do it on tonight, amen, glory be to God. So again, go listen, go ahead and text someone, text a couple of people, let them know that we're here, amen, ask them to come on in with us, amen, glory to God, amen, people of God, there's nothing too hard for God, amen, glory to God, perhaps you have a situation or something some move you're getting ready to make, amen, Jesus, and you need the Lord to guide you and direct you and open doors for you, amen, glory be to God, amen, we listen, we putting the seed in the ground, we putting that petition, Glory to God, you putting it before the Lord, amen, that he would hear, amen, and that he would answer his people, amen. Glory to God. So tonight, amen, Jesus, just want to sanctify the line tonight, amen. Our prayer warriors will be going forth, amen, but we fail not to ask the Lord, amen, to have control on tonight, that he would bless us, amen, that he would sanctify us, that he would prepare us, amen. Glory to God, that he would prepare us. People of God, listen, how many know you cannot go to God any kind of way? Amen, Jesus, you cannot. Listen, we cannot offer strange fire, amen, upon the altar. Mm-mm. Oh, no. Glory be to God. But we want our sacrifices, we want our prayer, our praise to go before the Lord as a sweet-smelling savor. Amen. So we got to, amen, get ourselves, amen, clean up, glory to God, before we go into his presence. Amen. Glory to God. So if you would, people of God, amen, put your mind on the Lord tonight. Amen. Put your mind on him. Glory to God. Put your mind on the Lord tonight. Amen. Glory be to God. Let us go into his presence. Glory to God. Amen. Amen. A song of praise on tonight says, glory to God. Bless the Lord with all my soul and with all that is within me. Bless his holy, holy name. Hallelujah, hallelujah. And I will bless the Lord with all my soul and with all that is within me, bless his holy. I bless his holy, I bless his holy name, holy name. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. We will bless the Lord. We will bless the Lord. We will bless the Lord on tonight. Glory to God. Will you do it? Will you do it? Amen. Will you do it tonight? Glory to God. Come on and bless his name tonight. Glory to God. Come on and bless him for his goodness. Come on and bless his name because he's worthy. Glory to God. He's worthy of all the glory. He's worthy of all of the praise, and we come to bless his name on tonight. Glory to God. Father, we bless you tonight. We bless you. We thank you. We thank you tonight for another day. It's another day that you've kept us, oh God, and we just come tonight to give you thanks and to tell you thank you, to tell you tonight, oh God, that we appreciate you. We appreciate you for your goodness. We appreciate you for your grace on tonight. Father, we bless you. We We thank you. We glorify you on tonight. Hallelujah. Glory to God. We glorify you on tonight. We give your name praise. We give your name honor on tonight for the great things that you've done for us, your people. And Father, we just want to tell you thank you tonight. Thank you tonight, glory to God. Thank you for life. We thank you for help. We thank you for strength on tonight. We thank you, glory to God, for keeping us, Thank you for keeping our minds, and thank you for keeping our hearts. Thank you for another day, glory to God, another day that we can praise you, another day, glory to God, that we can lift your name on high, another day, glory be to God, another day, glory to God, that we will seek your face, another day, glory to God, that we can draw nigh unto thee, another day, glory to God, hallelujah. Glory to God that we can find ourselves walking in your divine will, walking in your divine purpose. And Father, for this we give you thanks. For this we give you praise on tonight. Glory to God, we're coming with uplifted hands. We're coming with uplifted hearts on tonight. Glory to God, we're coming because we need you, oh God. We're coming because we need you. Glory to God, we need you more. Father, we need you more. We need you more. We need you more and more. Glory to God in thy precious name, Jesus. And Father, as we're coming today, we're coming from nation to nation. We're coming from city to city, country to country on tonight. Glory to God, from township to township, city to city, county to county. Father, we're coming tonight, glory to God, assembled in this place. Assembled in this place, oh God, that you've hollered out for us, your people. Coming on tonight, glory to God, coming collectively on tonight. Glory to God, to this place where you have called us. And we're thanking you tonight. Thank you for the call on tonight. Thank you for the ones, oh God, that have heeded your call on tonight. Glory to God, we thank you tonight. We bless you, Gloria Masa. We bless you tonight. Glory to God. We thank you, glory to God. And Father, we say, have your way tonight. We say, have your way, have your way, have your way on tonight. Have your way, glory to God. Have your way with us on tonight. Have your way among us on tonight in thy precious name, Jesus. We're asking you tonight, oh God, Father, we're asking that you will look upon us tonight. Look upon us, glory to God. Look upon, oh God, everyone that you call to this line. Father, on tonight, glory to God, bless your people. Bless your people for the yes. Bless your people for the obedience to come. Bless on tonight, glory to God. We're asking this night, Father, we're asking that you will look upon every heart tonight. Look upon every altar on tonight. In thy precious name, glory to God. Look upon the altar on tonight, Jesus. We're asking, oh God, that you will sanctify us tonight. Sanctify us, glory to God. Sanctify, oh God, as only you can. In thy precious name, Jesus. Father, we're asking that you will sanctify. Sanctify us through and through. Sanctify us. Make us whole. In thy precious name, oh God. We're asking you tonight. We're asking you to forgive us of every sin. Forgive us on tonight, oh God, of every iniquity. Forgive us on tonight. Forgive us, oh God, in any way, Messiah. Father, in any way, oh God, that we've offended you, in any way that we've offended our brothers, our sisters, in any way, oh God, that we've not done, oh God, what you've commanded us to do. Sin, oh God, of commission. We're asking you to forgive us on tonight. We're asking you to forgive us of sin of omission. We're asking you to forgive us of our slothfulness, oh God, in that precious name, Jesus. We're asking that you will cleanse us, oh God. Cleanse us and touch us, glory to God. Touch us yet again in that precious name. Touch us, huh? Hey, God, touch us again. Father, here we are. Here we are, glory to God. Assembled in this place, Father, asking that you would touch one more time. Father, touch us. We thank you for the touch on yesterday. We thank you for the touch on you. Hey, God. Thank you for the touch this morning. We thank you for the touch throughout the day. Oh, God, but here we are again. Father, but we're hungry. Glory to God, we're hungry for you. Hungry for your presence, oh, God, as the deer pants after the water. Father, our soul pants after thee. Father, we're asking that you would touch tonight. We're asking that you would revive on tonight. We're asking that you would restore on tonight. We're asking that you would quicken on tonight. Oh, glory to God, do it for your people tonight. Do it for your people tonight. Transform minds on tonight. We pray in thy precious name, oh God. Father, we're asking you to save tonight. Father, for it's not your will that any should perish on this day, God. Any should perish. Father, we're asking that you will save tonight. Father, save to the utmost. Father, save to the uttermost. We pray on tonight. Save and deliver tonight. Set your people free on tonight. We pray in thy precious name. Glory to God. Father,
Rabo Saba. Father, set free tonight. Set free tonight. Set free, oh God, tonight in the body, the mind, the soul, the spirit on tonight. Father, we're asking that you would do it tonight. We're asking that you would move by your spirit, move by your precious anointing, your yoke-breaking anointing on tonight, your anointing that sets every captive free, your anointing, glory to God, the hey, glory to God, hallelujah, that gives and brings the answer, oh God, for every situation and every circumstance. Father, we give you thanks tonight. We're thanking you for your leading. We're thanking you for your divine direction on tonight. Father, we're thanking you for what you're about to do. Father, we thank you tonight. We thank you tonight. Yeah, Messiah. We thank you tonight. Thank you for filling tonight. Oh, God, somebody's seeking tonight. Somebody's seeking. Somebody's seeking to be filled with your precious Holy Ghost. And, Father, we ask tonight. We ask you tonight to do it again. Do it again, oh, God. Give someone on tonight, oh, God, a Pentecostal experience, we pray. Father, we're asking that you will feel tonight. Feel tonight. Feel tonight, we pray, in thy precious name, Jesus. And, Father, for this, we give you thanks. We give you praise. We're thanking you tonight, oh, God. As we commit this broadcast unto you, as we commit this work unto you this night, Father, we again say, have your way. Father, we're asking that you would touch now. Touch the prayer warriors tonight. Touch, oh God, those that you have called to this work. Oh God, call them to be led by you. Call them on tonight. Oh God, to honor your heart on tonight. In thy precious name, Jesus. Oh, glory to God. Send forth your anointing. Send forth your anointing of clarity on tonight. Send forth your anointing, oh God, your divine direction. Send forth on tonight, oh glory to God, hallelujah, oh glory to God, Yina Messiah, Father, do it tonight, do it tonight, oh God, do it for them tonight, we pray, do it for your people tonight, we pray, oh glory to God, and Father, we give you thanks, we give you praise, we thank you for what you're about to do, thank you for equipping them, thank you for dressing them, thank you on tonight, glory to God, oh God, causing them to be suited up, glory to God, suited up for your use and suited up for your glory. Father, we give you thanks. We give you praise. We thank you tonight. Thank you, glory to God, for what you're about to do. We thank you for the answer. Oh, God, thank you for the answer in advance. Father, we give you thanks. We give you praise. Thank you for making us ready. Thank you for making our hearts ready. Thank you for making our minds ready. Thank you for making our soul ready, oh, God, to receive what you're about to do in the midst of us on this night. Father, we give you thanks. We give you praise. We give you honor. We give you glory. Oh, God, we worship your name. We worship your name. We worship your name. Father, we say tonight, Father, make us real. Make us real. Make us, oh, God, make us real. Real, oh, God, and true, true worshipers. True, glory to God, seeking after you, oh, God, with our whole hearts, with our whole minds. Give us a seeking, oh, God, a seeking, oh, God, that we will seek your face. Glory to God. Jeshabahaya. Yerabahaya. Oh, God, that we will seek your face. Oh, God, in this time, in this generation. Father, we give you thanks. We give you praise. Thank you for what you're about to do now. Thank you again, Father, for your precious anointing. Thank you, glory to God. Anoint us afresh. Father, again, we say, have your way. Father, we ask that you would cover us tonight. Cover each and every one tonight that have come to this line. Cover on tonight. Cause your blood to cover. Cause your blood to shield. Cause your blood, glory to God. Hey, Rabbi. Oh, God, in thy precious name, Jesus. Father, and even this night, Father, glory to God, we do forbid backlash of the enemy. We forbid backlash even now. We forbid any interference even now in thy precious name, Jesus. We prevent it. Glory to God. We cast it down in the name of Jesus. We thank you. Glory to God, in thy precious name, Jesus. And Satan, we say, the blood of Jesus against you. The Lord God rebuke you. Hey, hey. Woo, God, hey, Messiah. And Father, we give you thanks. Father, we give you praise. We give you glory. We give you honor for what you're about to do in the midst of us. In thy precious name, Jesus, we do pray. Hide us now behind your precious cross. Father, cover us in your shed blood. For this we give you thanks.
But as we give you praise, we give you honor, we give you glory in thy precious name, Jesus. Glory to God. Every heart tonight, say amen, amen, amen on tonight. Glory to God. Amen, amen. We thank the Lord. Amen. We thank the Lord on tonight. Glory to God for what he's about to do. Amen. We bless the Lord on tonight. Amen. Glory to God. Our prayer warriors will be going forth on tonight. Amen, Jesus. And we give God thanks and praise. Amen, Jesus, for diversity. Amen. Glory be to God. Amen. We bless the Lord. Amen. For what he's yet to do. Amen. What he's about to do. Amen. Even on this broadcast, we bless him. Amen. Glory to God, for he is making provision for his vision. Amen. Glory to God. Amen. Somebody tell the Lord, thank you tonight. Amen. Glory be to God. And tonight, people of God, amen, as we get ready to prepare, amen, we're going to call Sister Mary, amen, Sister Mary Hollins, amen, if she would come with our scripture reading on tonight, amen, Jesus. And right after Sister Mary, amen, Jesus, we're going to go right into our prayer. Amen. Again, this is our prayer night. Glory to God. And whatever, amen, you have need of, amen, Jesus, God is able. God is able. Elevate your mind. Elevate your heart. Amen, Jesus. Glory to God. Amen. Be stirred in your spirit. Amen, Jesus. Stirred to faith. Amen. Glory to God that God can, not only that he can, but that he will. Amen. Let your faith rise up, people of God. Amen. Whatever you need on tonight, glory to God. Amen. We want you to put it before the Lord. Seriously. Seriously put it before the Lord. I'm talking about seriously put it before the Lord on tonight. Amen. And let us watch God. Let us believe God. Amen. Let us believe God. Amen. Let us touch off in faith, the faith that was already, amen, delivered unto us. Amen. Glory to God. So after Sister Mary tonight, amen, Jesus, we're going to have Missionary Fan. Glory be to God. She's our first prayer warrior. Amen, Jesus. And Evangelist Gail. Amen, Evangelist Gail Bell. She's our second prayer warrior on tonight. Amen, Jesus. And Elder Janie Packer, amen. She's our third prayer warrior on tonight, amen, in that order. So people of God, amen, even as the exaltation or the testimony, amen, Jesus, glory be to God, amen, the word of encouragement, amen. Let us give earnest heed to that we hear, amen, and let us, amen, earnestly, amen, put our petition before the Lord. And let's believe God. Amen. I'm believing God for you. Amen. I'm believing God for you. Amen. Believe God for me. Amen. Whatever it is. Amen. Glory to God. Believe God for your brothers. Believe God for your sisters. Amen. Those that are listening internationally. Believe God for them. Amen. Glory to God. Whatever God rests in your spirit. Amen, Jesus. You may not know who that person is, glory be to God, but it could be someone way over in Canada, amen, Jesus. Somebody may, glory be to God, you may feel, amen, Jesus, by discerning of spirit, you may feel somebody, amen, glory to God, is about to be evicted and need a move of God, amen, by tomorrow, glory to God, hallelujah, glory to God. Can you believe with that person? Amen. This is, listen, we touching and agreeing. Amen. And it's by spirit. Glory be to God. Someone may be experiencing car trouble. Glory be to God. Amen. Somebody, amen, may need a move of God. Amen. Glory to God. Somebody may have situations pending. Somebody may be getting ready to go before magistrates. Amen. Go to court. Amen. For situations or circumstances. Glory to God. Elevate your mind. Elevate your spirit. Glory be to God. Amen. Elevate, elevate. Amen. Rise up. Rise up in your spirit. Amen. To hear, amen, the heart of God. Amen. That you can hear, glory to God, amen, the cries of the people of God. That you can touch and agree with them. Amen. Glory be to God. Amen. Let your spirit go. Let it go, amen, glory be to God, amen, and touch and agree, amen. Somebody, amen, may be getting ready to go in surgery, amen. Somebody may be, amen, Jesus, having a situation in their homes. There may be domestic violence going on somewhere, glory to God. Somebody may be fighting for their lives, glory be to God. And we already know the war, amen, that's going on, glory be to God. Can you just imagine the cries that are going on in the earth? Glory to God. Amen. Well, we got to elevate our mind. We got to elevate our heart, elevate our spirit. Amen. Praying for leaders. Glory to God. Pray. The leaders need prayer. The body of Christ needs prayer. Glory be to God. We got to elevate our mind so that we can hear. Amen. Glory to God. That we can touch and agree. Amen. Jesus, glory to God, for truly, if we, once we go into prayer, amen, Jesus, once our heart, amen, Jesus, once we have, amen, prayed the prayer of faith, glory to God, and we kneel before him, amen, Jesus, glory be to God, amen, for somebody else, touching and agreeing for somebody else, amen, Jesus, glory be to God. Then, amen, people of God, you, amen, listen, as we take care of his business, he'll take care of our business. Amen. A lot of times when you pray for other people, amen, Jesus, the Lord is answering your prayer. He's answering your prayer. Glory to God. Amen. Before you can even ask, it's already done. Amen. So tonight, amen, Jesus, we want you to elevate your mind, elevate your spirit. Amen, Jesus. Give ear to touch, to reach out and touch, amen, somebody else. Glory to God. You don't have to know their name. Amen, Jesus. Glory to God. But just feel their spirit. Amen. Glory be to God. So many situations, so many circumstances. Amen. Glory to God. Somebody, amen, may be praying for their children. Amen, Jesus, that are caught up in gang-related activities. Amen. Somebody, amen, Jesus, child, amen, or their loved one strung out, amen, bound by the spirit of, amen, Jesus, addiction, amen, glory be to God, and they need to be free, amen, and people of God, listen, this is why we're here, amen, Jesus, to give ear, amen, to feel after, to feel our brothers and our sisters, amen, Jesus, that we can touch and agree, faith to faith, amen, heart to heart, amen, glory to God, spirit to spirit. So tonight, people of God, we're going to have, amen, again, Sister Mary. She's going to come and give us our scripture reading, amen. And then after that, amen, our prayer warriors will come forth before the throne of grace, amen, Jesus, on behalf of the people, amen. Glory be to God. God bless you, Sister Mary.
Praise the Lord. Give it honor to God, to our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, to Evangelist Bradley, to our PNN advisors, to our PNN prayer warriors, and to our listeners near and far. Scripture reading will be coming from 1 Timothy, the 6th chapter, the 1st to the 12th verse. Let as many servants as are under the yoke count their own master worthy of all honor, that the name of God and his doctrine be not blasphemous. And they that have believing masters, let them not despise them because they are brethren, but rather do them service because they are faithful and beloved, partakers of the benefit. These things teach and exhort. If any man teach otherwise and consent not to wholesome words, even the words of our Lord Jesus Christ, and to the doctrine which is according to godliness, he is pride, knowing nothing, but doing about questions and strive the words. There are coming envy, strife, railing, evil surmises, subversive soon of men of corrupt mind and destitute of the truth. The foes in that gain is godliness, from such withdraw themselves. But godliness with contentment is great gain, sent to this world, and it is certain we can carry nothing out. And having food and raiment, let us be there with content. The day that will be rich fall into temptation and a snare, and into many foods and hurtful lusts, with dry men and destruction and prediction. For the love of money is the root of all evil, which while some coveted after, they have erred from the faith and pierced themselves through with many thoughts. But thou, O man of God, flee these things and follow after righteousness, godliness, faith, love, patience, and meekness. Fight the good fight of faith, lay hold on eternal life, whereunto thou art also called, and hast professed a good profession before many witnesses. I have read to you the First Timothy, the 6th chapter, the 1st to the 12th verse. May the Lord have a blessing to the readers, the hearers, and most of all the doers of his holy word.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. The song says, Jesus said, if you lean on me, Jesus said, if you lean on me, Jesus said, if you lean on me, I won't let you fall. If you lean on me, Jesus said, if you lean on me, my Jesus said, if you lean on me, Jesus said, if you lean on me, I won't let you fall. I won't let you fall. I won't let you fall if you lean on me. Jesus said, if you lean on me, Jesus said, if you lean on me, my Jesus said, if you lean on me, I won't let you fall. I won't let you fall. I won't let you fall if you lean on me. Hallelujah, Jesus. Jesus said, if you lean on me, I won't let you fall. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. How many know tonight? We got to trust that. We got to trust if we lean on him, he won't let you fall. Hallelujah. I hear the song say, Lord, if you move, I'll fall. He's not going to move. Hallelujah. Because he said he'll never leave us nor forsake us. And if he said that, he can't move. Hallelujah. And I know he said that. Hallelujah. And I praise God tonight. Hallelujah. For my Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. I praise God tonight. Hallelujah. For my pastor, Minister H.L. Fryson. I appreciate the Lord tonight. Hallelujah. For Minister Bradley, for each and every one of you. I thank and praise God. Hallelujah. For his goodness and his mercy and his love and his kindness towards me. Hallelujah, Jesus. A couple of weeks ago, hallelujah, a couple of months ago, hallelujah, me and my sister, I just want to encourage you a little bit. Me and my sister, we went, she had come to town. She lived in another town, and she came here, and I took her to town. Hallelujah, Jesus. And we went and did her business that she needed to do, and we come back to her daughter's house, and we sat in the car. Hallelujah, Jesus. And as we sat in the car, right across the road from her daughter's house is, when I said big pine trees, there are big pine trees over there, hallelujah. And she began to look at that tree, and the tree was bent. And she said, look how that tree leaning, look how that tree leaning. Hallelujah, Jesus, that tree has been leaning for a long time. Hallelujah, Jesus. And she began to say, the leaning tree is not always the one that falls. And I told her, I said, that's a song. She said, yeah. She said, I got that. I said, well, I wish I'd know how to sing it. But I think and praise God, hallelujah. The Lord gave me a message, hallelujah, during that time, and I never did. I just came home, and I began to think on it. And I began to write and take notes, hallelujah. Well, I didn't mess with it, hallelujah. I just began to write. And maybe 3 months later, hallelujah, we had a storm coming through Swainsboro, hallelujah, Jesus.
fishes, hallelujah, Jesus. The first day, hallelujah, it tore up downtown Swainsboro. And when I said tore it up, it tore it up. It uprooted trees. It just tore down so much, hallelujah. And the next day, another storm came through, and it tore up a neighborhood out there by the golf course, which is a rich neighborhood. And it tore up that whole neighborhood. And I'm not talking about a small neighborhood. It was a big neighborhood. Hallelujah, Jesus. And we began to ride, me and her and my brother began to ride the next day because we wanted to assess the damage. We wanted to see what everybody was talking about. And as we rode through the neighborhood, people of God, hallelujah, trees was uprooted by the root. I'm telling you, trees was broke, hallelujah, halfway. And we continued to ride, hallelujah, because it took us a while to ride through the neighborhood. And we began to ride, hallelujah, and we saw other trees rooted up on top of houses, roof gone, hallelujah, Jesus. And we kept riding, and we seen a lot of trees that just was bent over, hallelujah, that didn't come up, hallelujah. How many know today, hallelujah, that's the way some of us feel today, hallelujah. We're going through so many storms in life, hallelujah, and we feel like we just can't make it, hallelujah. The tree that was leaning over to her, over by her daughter's house, hallelujah, no doubt it has been through so many storms, hallelujah. How many know the wind came, hallelujah, and the rain beat, hallelujah, but that tree stood. That tree was leaning, but it stood, hallelujah. So that's the way we got to be. We got to be like that tree, hallelujah. We may go through, life. I hear Mr. Bradley said, hallelujah, we may be going through sickness, we may be going through loss of loved ones. We all of us go through different things, hallelujah. But if we just hold on, hallelujah, and don't break, hallelujah, don't fall over, hallelujah, because that's where the Lord come in at, hallelujah. He's our strength, hallelujah. He's our everything when we're going through storms, hallelujah. And I understand and know, hallelujah, that sometime, hallelujah, it looked like it's going to overtake us because I done been there before. It looked like it's going to overtake us, hallelujah. Don't look like we can go another mile, another step, another hour, another second. Hallelujah, Jesus. But if you just lean on Jesus, hallelujah, he said that he would never let you fall, hallelujah. And we just continue to ride, and we just continue to look at the damage that we saw, hallelujah. And I begin to think on the word that the Lord has gave me. No matter what we go through, hallelujah, I'm here. Stand, hallelujah. Stand in the holy place, hallelujah. Don't give up, just stand, hallelujah, Jesus. Glory to your name, Lord. And I begin to think, I said, Lord, I said, we go through life, hallelujah. We go through battles, hallelujah. But you keep giving us message. The battle is not yours, it's the Lord, hallelujah. So let's hold on, hallelujah. No matter what we're going through, hallelujah, hold on, hallelujah. I know that it must be hard because, let me tell you, I done been through some battles, hallelujah. I done been through some storms, hallelujah. And sometimes, you know, now, even when I think back, hallelujah, Jesus, I wish I'd have handled the storms a little better. I wish I'd have trusted the Lord right then. I wish I'd have trusted him like I know him now. Hallelujah, Jesus. But I still held on. I went back and I took inventory of my life, hallelujah. And I wish to God I would have, you know, trusted him to handle my storms a little better than what I did. But I thank and praise God he brought me through them. He brought me through them. He never left me. He didn't let me fall. He didn't let me break, hallelujah. And I began to sit down and think on this, and I went to Psalms 1 and 13. He said, He shall be planted by the rivers of water, hallelujah. Let's be planted. Let's don't be moved, hallelujah. And then I went to Jeremiah 17 and 8. He said, for he shall be like a tree planted by the waters which spread out his roots by the river and will not fear when heat comes. Hallelujah, Jesus. So let me tell you, when storms come, when the storm of life can't come, hallelujah, not only the storm, hallelujah, but when it gets so to the point where we just don't feel like we could take another step, we just don't give up. Hallelujah, don't give up, hallelujah. Don't fear, because fear will cause you to give up. Fear will cause you to cause heartache to your own self because we're not trusting in the Lord like we should, hallelujah. But hold on, hallelujah. Don't give up, hallelujah. Be like that tree. Be like that tree that's planted in the by the rivers of the water, hallelujah, who spreads out his roots, hallelujah. But he's planted deep down in the ground, hallelujah. And I remember, hallelujah, looking at a storm on the TV one day, hallelujah. And the rain was, the wind was, I forgot, I think they said 70 miles per hour, hallelujah. And the wind was blowing and the rain was beating up against the houses. Flood was coming, hallelujah. But I looked at the palm trees. They was waving in all, they was waving and the storm was coming and they was almost to the ground, hallelujah. But I never seen now one of them trees come up by the root, nor did they break. So we got to be just like them palm trees. We got to be rooted so deep in Jesus till we don't give up. Hallelujah, Jesus, I know it's rough, hallelujah. In times like this, I know it's rough, but we just got to hold on no matter what you're going through. No matter what you're going through. And I guess people can say, well, you can say that. No, I go through too. But no matter what you go through, hold on to God's unchanging hand. We can't give up. We done come too far. We done come too far. We done been through too much to give up. We done been through too much to break. Hallelujah, Jesus. The Lord done been with us this long. He's not going to leave us. He's not going to fail us now. Hallelujah, Jesus. And I remember, I'm going to say this a little bit and I'm going to be through. But I remember years ago, hallelujah, I had a dream, hallelujah, that I went on the outside, hallelujah, and I had a beautiful flower garden. Hallelujah, I'm not good with flowers, this dream. I went and I kneeled down and I got my rake and I began to pull up the grass that was in my flower bed. Let me tell you, it was the beautiful flower bed. And as I began to clean up around my flower bed, I noticed the flowers wasn't rooted. They was on top of the dirt. Some of the roots were in the ground, but they wasn't all the way down in the ground. And in the dream, I began to pull them up, and I began to dig the hole deeper, and I began to plant my flowers deep. I began to pack the dirt around it real deep because I didn't want the storm of life to come by and wash my flowers up, wash my beautiful flowers up. So I had to go back and reassess myself. I had to go back and I had to really get planted. The Lord was letting me know, you're not what you think you are. You need to get rooted and grounded in me, because when the storm comes and when the rain comes and when the flood comes, you got to be able to stand. You got to be just like that tree that's planted by the rivers of water. And I began to pack my flowers. I began to pack the dirt around my flowers so carefully because I want to stand. I want to stand. So I used to sing the song, "Shine on me, shine on me, let the light from the lighthouse shine on me." And I began to sing another song, "Search Me, Lord." And I didn't never say, "If you find anything," I always say, "Search me, Lord. And whatever you find that's not like me, I want you to take it out and straighten me." And I just the way I am today, I don't want to live my life, hallelujah, Jesus, at a point where I don't trust God. And when storms come or the wind blow, I'm easy to fall because I'm not planted and rooted good. So that's why I sung the songs, and I need to go back to singing them. That's why I sang the song, "Search Me, Lord." That's why I sang the song, "Shine on Me." Hallelujah, Jesus, we got to be planted. We got to be rooted. We got to be so in Christ Jesus to nothing, hallelujah, will separate us. Nothing will wash us up from the hope and from the faith and from the love that Christ have put in us. So let's hold fast to what he says. Let's trust in what he says. And he's not going to leave us. Let's trust in that. When he said he was going to be with us always, even to the end, let's trust in that. Hallelujah. Let's don't be so easily shaken. Let's don't be so easily pulled up and plucked up. Hallelujah, Jesus. Let's hold on. Hallelujah. Let's hold on to God's unchanging hand. Hallelujah. Let's be just like that tree that's planted by the rivers of water, and we shall not be moved. We shall not be moved. We shall not be moved. And I just thank and praise God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, Jesus. I thank and praise him. Hallelujah. Father, in the name of Jesus, I come before you right now, Lord God, giving your name the praise, the glory, giving your name the honor, Lord God, that you are so due. I come to you tonight, Lord God, asking you to move by your spirit and by your power, Lord God, on us tonight, Lord God. Lord, help us to be planted. Help us to be just like that tree that's planted by the rivers of water. Help our roots, Lord God, to be spread and out so that nothing can come, Lord God, and shake our faith in you, Lord God. Lord, I'm asking you right now in the name of Jesus just to move, Lord God, on us tonight, Lord God, your people. That's trusting you, Lord God. That's leaning on you, Lord God. That's hoping in you, Lord God. In the name of Jesus, Lord God, move this day by your spirit and by your power all over the world. Lord God, even on the air, Lord God, whoever is on the radio, on PNN tonight, Lord God, I'm asking you right now to move and have your way in their life, Lord God. Let your will be done. In the precious name of Jesus, we pray. Amen, Jesus. Hallelujah, Jesus.
The Lord. I just have a short scripture that I will start out reading. I will be reading Romans, the 8th chapter, the 28th verse. And it reads, "And we know that all things work together for good to them that love God, to them who are called according to his purpose." I'm just going to give you just a little short. And if I were to coin a thought tonight from just reading Romans 8 and 28, the thought would be, them that love God. If you love God, there's hope that you cannot see. And if you were in love for the first time, you look for signs. You know, you look to hear, "I love you." Or say someone that feels the same way that you do. That's how God loves you. That's the love that God has for you. See, when you were in the natural and when you're dating someone, those are the things that you look for. But God is constantly showing you how he loves you, how he loves you. When you're in love in the natural, you're excited. You want that person to know you love them. You're in constant contact with them. But sometimes in our walk throughout life, we may have to rise early. There may be an emergency, and we may have to get up and get out early quick to go see, you know, someone's sick or someone's in the hospital, somebody's been in a wreck. And somewhere in the meantime, in the rushing, we forget to talk to our lover. We forget to tap into him. We forget to pray to him. We forget to exalt him. We forget to connect to him because we're rushing. We are rushing, and maybe we're late, and we didn't get a chance to get in that morning prayer, that morning worship, to show him that love. So then somewhere during that day, nothing is flowing right. Confusion has set in. tension comes in the air, you forgot in the rush to pray to God. You forgot to talk to him, the one that you love. Just as you're waiting eagerly, just like you're waiting eagerly to talk to your lover in the natural, that's how you have to be with God. You have to be eager to talk to him. As you begin to fall in love with someone that is new in your life, you dress to impress, you make your face up, you smell good, you make sure your teeth and your breath is smelling good, your hair is groomed, your toes and your feet and your hands are manicured, your eyebrows are looking good. You want to look good for him, so you want to look good and you want to make God feel good too. You want to, you watching, you even when you go out on dates, you're watching what you eat, you're watching how you act around him, you're impressing him. You're the perfect lady. You are the perfect man, the perfect gentleman. You want to be on your best. So for God, you want your prayers to be, your connection with him, your communication with him to be a sweet smelling savor into his nostrils. You want to be dressed in him. You want to be dressed to connect to him. He knows your voice, and then when you're loving on him, he knows, hallelujah, he knows your odor, hallelujah, he knows the sound of your voice, he knows how you flow with him, unhindered by anything. You're giving it all to him. You desire to please him. You thank God for his gift of love, his gift of life. You bring knowledge to him so that he knows that you appreciate it. That's how you person in the natural knows that you love him. So you have to get that relationship with God to allow him to know, to allow him. He already knows you now. He already knows you. But this is how you build up the relationship with God. In your earthly love, your earthly life, you know, their life is full of harsh things happen in relationships. There's anger. There's disappointment. You get angry. But God is not going to leave you. He's not going to leave you. When you cheat on God and go serve another God, he's still there with an open hand saying, come on back home. I still love you. He wants to throw his arms open and welcome you back home. If you fall in love with God, he'll never leave you nor forsake you. You won't have to ask. When you come back to him and when you play the harlot, you won't have to hear God. You won't have to hear God say, what have you been doing? What have y'all been doing? Why did you ever leave me? Him or her over me? You won't ever hear God say, well, I took you back. Why did you do that? I don't understand why you did it. What does he have that I don't have? When you're late, you don't have to worry about God calling and saying, were you on the phone with them? Were you texting them? You always, when you in the natural, when you come back to the old, to the old lover, you have to always be in a defensive mode, a mode of excuses, accountability mode. These are the stresses of an insecure man or woman. And even when you're insecure, they'll just keep beating and saying all kinds of things to you. You don't have to worry about God saying that. Eventually, see, they're pounding on you. They're trying to make you contour to make you to that woman that that they want, someone to yes and because they don't trust you. They're insecure in their own self, and they're giving you low self-esteem. Then God, when you come back to God, God has to build you up. And with the low self-esteem, God says, when you come back to him, he said, lift up your head, all you gates, and lift up your heads, all you gates, and be ye lifted up, you everlasting doors. And the King of glory shall come in. Who is the King of glory? The Lord, strong and mighty in battle. That's Psalm 24:7-8. God has to build you back up from the cares and the worn and the tears of the abusiveness that the man has or the woman has taken you through. God is someone that loves you. He loved you before you were born. He knew you in your mother's womb. He loves you in spite of everything. Sometimes you feel so low that you don't think that you could even be picked up, but God will pick you up. He'll hear you. He'll hear your every cry. He'll hear your every moan. Hallelujah. He knows every pain that you've gone through. Hallelujah. He is a provider. He is a comforter. He is a job. He is a car. He is money. He is a husband. He is peace. And even he'll do the things in your children that you couldn't even imagine. When you even think whatever's going wrong with your children, I guarantee you he can even do that too. My God. But tonight, if you're tired of the roller coaster ride, the ups and downs, the affair, the tears thrown back at you, your past being constantly brought before you, My. I'm asking you tonight to give it to God. Give it to God. Whatever you need, don't be afraid to ask him for it. Don't be afraid to give your life to God because of what you did. Because tonight, he already knows what you've done. He already knows where you are. He already knows what you've done in secret and where you've been and what you're still doing. Hallelujah. But tonight, give it to him. Tonight. Not tomorrow, but tonight. But Father God, we thank you, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah, God. We love you so much, God. Thank you, God. For meeting our need right where we are in the name of Jesus throughout the world, oh God. No matter where we are, what are we doing, God, we just thank you tonight, oh God, for being our anchor, oh God. That wherever you are a magnet. That, hallelujah, even as we lay there still, oh God, don't even want to move, that you are a magnet that can draw us out of every situation that we're in, oh God. And we're thanking you and we're trusting you right now, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Oh God, we ask, oh God, that you touch our hands, oh God. Oh God, give us clean hands to worship you, a clean mind to seek you, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Touch our ears, oh God, that you can call us out of every situation that we are in the name of Jesus. God, we love you, oh God, for all that you are, all that you are in our life. Oh, God, being that supplier. Oh, God, we thank you for the new car, oh, God, in the name of Jesus. But, God, we thank you for the new houses, oh, God. We thank you for clothes in the name of Jesus. But, God, most of all, we thanking you right now, tonight, today, oh, God, right tonight, God, for a new relationship with you, oh, God, in the name of Jesus. God, hear our battle cry tonight throughout the world, oh, God, in the name of Jesus. God, we need you. God, without you, we cannot do anything in the name of Jesus, oh, God. Just cover our minds, oh, God.
Hallelujah. Loose those things, oh God, that needs to be loosened in our lives, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Help us, oh God, to give us a roller coaster ride in the name of Jesus. Help us to turn our back, oh God, on the one that loved us and knew us in our mother's womb, oh God. And without you, oh God, we know that we cannot do anything. But God, we can do all things through Christ who sits in us. And God, we thank you, God, for just another day's journey that you kept us, oh God, and that you allowed us to cry out to you tonight. God, we're so thankful, and God, we're so, oh God, we love you so much. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, that you still love us even in our filth. Hallelujah, that you still love us, oh God, in our dirt. We'll still love you, oh God, if we turn our back on God, you still love us. Oh God, we thank you, God, for another day's journey, that you've given us life, oh God, and having it more abundantly in you, oh God. And God, we honor you, oh God, for being a God of a second chance. Oh God, we love you, oh God. Hallelujah, God. With our whole heart, God, we give it to you tonight. Every circumstance, every situation, oh God. Even if the car don't work, hallelujah. Even if we don't have a roof over our head, God, we still love you. Even if things have been taken from us, oh God, in the name of Jesus. We may have been beaten, oh God, talked about, but God, we know that you still love us. We still love us. You still care. And God, we're coming out of the muck and the mire tonight, oh God. And we're so thankful, oh God, that you're pulling us out, oh God, with all your spirits, oh God. Hallelujah. We give all our pain, all our disappointments to you tonight. Oh God, because you're a man that can and will fight our battles, oh God. And we give every battle to you tonight. Oh, God, we thank you for a heart to receive everything that you're giving us, everything that you're relieving us from. In Jesus' name we pray, amen and amen and amen and amen.
Walk with me. Walk with me, Lord. Walk with me. Watch I'm on this tedious journey. I want Jesus to walk with me. Hold my hand, Lord. Hold my hand. Hold my hand, Lord. Hold my hand while I'm on this tedious journey. I want Jesus to walk with me. Be my friend, Lord. Be my friend. Be my friend, Lord, be my friend. Whilst I'm on this tedious journey, I want Jesus to walk with me. I thank our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ for another day. To Dr. Bradley, to all the PNN advisors, to Evangelist Gail, to Missionary Van, just to all of our children. It's another day that we are here, amen, and we want to give God praise for that. Amen, we just thank and praise God just for being God all by himself, because if it had not been for him, we wouldn't have been here today. We can tell God, thank you for that, amen, when we look back over our lives, where he brought us from, amen, we might be still in the gutter, amen, but we're still here. Amen. How many of us been going on? Amen. We done seen a lot of them going on, but guess what? We're still here. Amen. For that too, we want to tell him thank you. Oh, we want to praise God tonight. We want to praise God for his wonderful act. What's the wonderful act? We're still here. Amen. And God is still opening doors. He's still making a way. That's how he's making a way. Guess what? Now, if you need food, I tell you this. They're giving food to churches. Churches is always willing to give out something to eat. If you're naked, they have a clothes closet. So nobody should be naked. and nobody should be hungry today. Amen. But if you're hungry, amen, I know that God will do you like he did Elijah. He fed him with the raven, and God will feed you. How many know God will make a way where there seems to be no way? Amen. I'm going to tell you just a quick story. I kind of like to thank Vanny Van, Vanny Gay. I tell you, I just enjoy so much. I didn't have any money on my card or anything. How many know, and I had a flat tire? How many know, I got a phone call from a granddaughter. Didn't know what I'm going to get from to get the tire. Amen. How many know God is still working miracles? God is a miracle worker tonight, God. I want y'all to see this tonight, and you will see how you can praise God. She comes to Grandmama, you ain't heard the ching-ching? I said, I ain't heard nothing. I had prayer, I said, Lord, I need a tie. I don't know we'll get no money, no tie. But amen, how many know God is still good? Amen, but anyway, God made a way for me to get a tie. I had two flats in 1 week, 2 days apart, so how many know what that tell you? Amen. I know that God could have had a blow. I could have had a rake. But guess what God did? God let the tie sleep down. Huh? Each time, how many know, it didn't shoot out. Tell God, tell me you can't praise God because of that. Amen. I'm still here. I didn't have a rake or anything. I didn't get hurt or anything. I didn't hurt nobody. Could have hurt somebody else. But I tell God, thank you for that. We can tell God thank you for so many things. Amen. When we look at our children, amen. They up and playing, amen. Tell God, thank you for that. Because if you ever visit St. Jude Hospital, amen, you'll see children want to play, can't play. Amen. How many know if we are able to dress ourselves? God, I was right, man. How many know we can tell God, thank you for that? Amen. Because there's so many people that they can't even do that. And if you got a car around here, amen, tell God, thank you. Gas, almost $5 a gallon. Amen. We might need a bicycle, but we're going to tell God thank you for that, too, because we're going to ride anyway. Amen. About a month ago, amen, I went down to U-Ride, amen, saw a man had got him and his family, amen, on a mule and a wagon, amen, and took him to church from Monroe to U-Ride. How many know? You see, God is still doing what? Making a way. How many know we still can tell God what? Thank you. We got that kid of our limb. Amen. Some people ain't got no limbs. Amen. How many know? We tell God thank you for that. We got our right minds. You got your right mind tonight. Amen. Tell God thank you for your mind. Amen. Because with what we done been going through for the last years. Amen. You should have lost your mind. How many know you should have lost yourself? But how many know God kept you in spite of it all? God still keeping you. We're still going through stuff. Amen. But God still got us and have a right mind. For that, truly, we want to tell you thank you, son. My message is just kind of like Evangelist Gail. I tell you, my message is talking about love, too. Amen. Just how, and how we can give God thanks. In spite of all the chaos, amen, we still can give God thanks. How we going to give that thanks? How we been taught to do it? Go to the what? Psalms. Amen. And we can thank God right on. How many know for gratitude? He's still looking for us to have gratitude toward him. Because he said with this, let me read this to you just a little bit. I like the Living Bible's definition for love. And this is what it says. It says the ultimate expression of God's loyalty. How many know God is loyal to us when we ain't loyal to him? How many know God is still there? Amen. No matter what we do, God loves us. He might not love what we do, but guess what? He still loves us, and guess what? He still got his arm wide open. He's loyal to us. We're not loyal to him, but he's still loyal to us. Amen? How many know? It says, and purity. God is pure. God is so pure. Amen? He got no spot, not wrinkle. The scripture says in 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 21, he who knew no sin became sin that we may become what? The righteousness of God in Christ. Guess what? We became righteous in him, through him, amen, through you, Jesus Christ. Tell him thank you for that. We couldn't have paid that price. Amen. We can look back over so much we can tell God what? Thank you for. Amen. It said, and mercy. Listen. Some people don't want to forgive nobody. But how many know God forgive us of our sins? Huh? Past, present, future. How he did that? His only son, Jesus Christ, came. Already done paid the price. Guess what? All we got to do is accept that. believe that and repent, huh? And God had already made the price, because there's no condemnation in him. Guess what? When people, somebody try to condemn you about the things you do, tell them that therefore no condemnation to them who are in Christ Jesus, huh? There's no condemnation in him, because he's already what? Bore our shame, Isaiah 53. He done bore our shame and our sorrow. Guess what? We ain't got to walk around in shame. I don't care what you've done, how you've done, amen? God still what? Love you. Guess what? And his mercy do what? Endure what? Forever. That love run deep, huh? And if we got the love, guess what the two twins is? Faith and love. If we got faith and love, guess what? We got something. We can comprehend with all things, huh? Because we got faith and we got love. We got to have faith in God. And we got to love one another. How many know? Until we can love one another, guess what? We're going to miss the mark. And that's the only thing going to save us is faith and love. Amen. We'll show you in a minute. But anyway, listen what it said. Extended toward his people, his mercy. He forgive us. The Bible says in Mark chapter 5, verse 24, he said what? 25, he said, when you stand praying, he said, forgive. How many know? We don't want to forgive nobody. We don't want to forgive nobody. How many know? We hold stuff till we die. Amen. How many know? But now's the time. Amen. God gave me a word. Now's the time. We need to search our hearts. Amen. If we got anything in them hearts, we need to get it out. We need to ask God to help us to forgive them that done wrong of us, that done wrong us. People have done us. And we have done peoples too. Guess what? But we got to forgive tonight, ladies and gentlemen. We're going to have to forgive. We're going to have to let it go. We're going to have to let stuff go. Amen. How many of we walking with iniquity in our hearts? We walking around still with iniquity in there. I say we. I never ask me. I always include me. I say we. Because you can't say I'm talking about you. Amen. I say we. We're walking around with iniquity in our heart. We got to let it go tonight, brothers and sisters. We got to let it go. He said, when you stand praying, forgive. In Matthew chapter 5, verse 23, he said, if you take, bring your gift to the altar, and if you think you got an ought against your brother, he said, leave it there. Go reconcile with your brother, come back and make your offering. How many know? We get there that too. Amen. So, amen, it's time for us to do, this is spring. It's time for us to do a cleaning. What you going to clean? You clean that closet right there, it'd be shit. And it's all things in that closet. How many know we need to clean our heart? We need to search our heart, like Missionary Vance said, we need to search our heart. Amen, we need to look in that closet. We got something in there too little. Amen, we got something too big. That means something you carry is too big for you. You need to turn it over to the Lord. And some stuff that's too tight, guess what? You know you got to let that go. You can't get in that. Throw it away. That means get rid of it. That's the way it is in that closet. Some stuff been in there for 20 years. Amen. Amen. It's time to let it go. Think about what our message is talking about tonight. We are all going through. We've all done stuff. Everybody's hurting, one way or another. How many know amen? Because if you hurt, I hurt. Excuse me. If you hurt, I hurt. The Bible said, if you hurt, I hurt. If you hurt, I'm supposed to laugh with you. Amen. But we all going through tonight. We're all hurting over one thing or another. We've all lost loved ones. Amen. But God has allowed us another chance. We are still here. And since we are here, let's get it right. Let's clean out our closet. We're going to clean out the closet. Let's clean out that closet on the inside of us. Not this heart, but it's the inner man. The inner man we need to clean. We need to take a look at the man in the mirror and ask God to help us tonight. How many know? Because of his love and his mercy, and do it forever. How many know? He won't condemn us. He won't put us down no matter what we tell him. Amen. We done done. Because he already know what we done. He know our thoughts are far off according to Psalms 139. He already know what we going to do, what we have done. Amen. How many know and what we're about to do? We don't even know. So I want you to listen tonight. God's love is so deep. How many know? Amen. His love is so deep. So let's read it. Go to Ephesians with me real quick. Chapter 3. Let's talk about how we supposed to be. Amen. I had it already, but amen. You know about how that is. Ephesians chapter 3. And listen to what it says. Verse 17. It said that Christ may dwell in your heart by faith. He said, see that faith and love is in the seat. It's going to take faith and love. Huh? Faith and love. It's a plan. Faith and love. By faith. Huh? That you be rooted and grounded in love. Huh? Rooted and grounded in what? Love. By faith. That Christ may dwell in your heart by faith. That you be rooted and grounded in love. Now, that's how we know Christ in there. When you rooted and grounded in love. How many know? It ain't going to be 5 days every day. But it be some good day. We'll have good days. We'll have bad days. Amen. But how many know we got to love one another? And guess what? How many know we need one another? We need one another. When I'm down and out, you may give me a call. Amen. I may give you a call. Amen. But it's all about what? Praising God. It's all about what? Love and what? Faith and love. Listen at what it says. Well, it said now, be rooted and grounded in love. Listen at this. May be able to comprehend with what? All saints. Not it didn't say some of the saints. That means all the way around the world. All the way around the world. Huh? Saints. Huh? What is the breadth and length and depth and height and to know the love of Christ which passes knowledge that we may be filled with all the fullness of God. How many know it's going to take faith and love tonight? Just want to talk to you a little bit about that, amen? To let you know, excuse me, it takes faith and love. How many know love covers a mother to the father? We can't count nobody. Don't count none of your family out. Don't count them out. Pray for them. Amen. To ask God to save them. Change their heart. Give them a heart change. Amen. How many know God is a heart fixer and a mind regulator? He can do it. The scripture next said he can do exceedingly and abundantly above all we could ask to think, according to the power that worketh on the inside of us. You said, well, preacher, that ain't helping me. My rent need paid. Guess what? You pray. He said, comprehend with all saints. God will move on with somebody. Somebody will bless you. Amen. Somehow, some way, something will come through for you. Amen. Leave in the day. Knowing that God is who he said he is. Excuse me, I'm trying to get spanked. But anyway, knowing that God can get a little water. Knowing that God is who he said he is. Thank you, Lord. Who he said he is. And knowing that God will do everything he said he would do. And then how many know if we don't hold on to God, guess what? He's still holding on to us. No matter what you do, how low you go, guess what? He'll reach way down. He did it for Peter. Peter was sinking in the water. But guess what? He reached out and pulled him up. And immediately, they was on show. How many know God can speed up some things in people's lives? Then to get to the next level. I mean, some stuff you got to go through. Ephesians chapter 1. And it tells us that we were already predestined here. A lot of stuff we're going through, we had to go through it. But we couldn't get around it. Amen. So I ask you tonight. Think about the love that God got for us. It says faith and love. We got to have faith and love. And let me tell you this. I was talking to somebody the other day. And they said, this is what they said. We all know that the devil is busy. We all know that people are in all kind of ways. We already know that too. But he said that the saints should guard their heart. And don't let offense come. He said, because if he can get offense in there, guess what? He can tear it down. The things are already happening. How many know? That red heart, Revelation chapter 6, that's taking the peace out the land. And that pale horse, huh? Death is rampant. How many know it's rampant? Gas going up.
looking at a thing. How many know we need Jesus? We need him. Guess what? They'll be crying. Guess what? We won't be crying. Because God will do what? Make a way where it seems to be no way. He says what? He'll do a new thing. Isaiah 43:19, what did he say? He said he's going to do a new thing in the earth. And how many know? God is able to take care of his children. If he can take care of Elijah out of a desert place, how many know God can take care of you? I'm going to leave that with you tonight. Just hope that I've said something. Amen. That'll be a blessing to all of us tonight. But we need him tonight. We got to stay in faith, and we got to stay in love. I read it to you. That's the two things it's going to take for us to survive. It's going to take faith and love. And if your faith is shaky, it's all right. It's okay. A lot of us have had shaky faith. It's all right. Guess what? God knows how to do something to bring that faith back in. How many know? The woman in the well, we talk about John, for God's 3:16, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son. Whosoever believeth in him shall not perish, but shall have everlasting life. We're talking about two women in the Bible, and I'm going to be two. The first one is in John chapter 4. She was a Samaritan woman. The old woman wasn't allowed to be around the other women because they would always put them down and talk about them and ostracize and castigate. So they would always wait until the coast was clear before they would come in and get war. I mean, we've all, some of us at one time been in that way. Didn't want to meet confrontation, so what we did, we didn't get in that crowd. Or we didn't go over there until we waited till the crowd thinned out. How many of them have been in that situation? So the woman was weak to the coast was clear. One particular day, how many know Jesus met her there? But he met her there when she was with nobody else there. Guess what? He didn't try to shame her in front of nobody. How many know we want to try to expose people? We want to make them look bad. But how many know what you do for others, God will allow the same thing to happen to you. But they tried to make one of them look bad, but his disciples were gone. Guess what? What he said to her, he said, I'm not in everybody. The Bible says in Galatians chapter 6 and verse 1, he said, if you find somebody who's taking in a fault, he said, ye who are what? Spiritual. Go and restore that person in the spirit of meekness, because you too could be subject to fall into that same time and know. We won't go to our brother, we'll go call on the phone and tell Sally Sue and Jane and Joe. But guess what? The Bible said we go to them and restore them in the what spirit of what? Meekness. That's how we're losing a lot of people. We beam up on each other instead of loving what? Each other. The Bible in St. John chapter 8, the woman that was caught in the very act of adultery. That woman was caught in the very act, but what was the man? No doubt in my mind, he was right there to stone. But guess what? Jesus did what? He sat on the ground. He started writing. Now, God gave me a message out there. You know what the message is? He said, if the truth be told, huh? What you think about the lying, you lying. Think about the enemy, you don't. Think about you messing the same way. You going with Jane, huh? He said, if the truth be told. So guess what they had to do? They had to throw their stone down. They couldn't stone her because the truth would be, if the truth was told, a lot of everybody in there would have seen. So I want to leave this with you today. He didn't beat nobody up. He came and put clothes on. He covered her nakedness up. When they had exposed her, guess what he did? He covered her up. When every one of them left there, he said, where is your accuser? She said, there's none, my Lord. Guess what? Can nobody accuse her? Guess what? Because they had sin too. So guess what? We love one another. Faith in God. Huh? And love for one another. That's how we're going to survive this thing today, this crisis. One in need, the other can help, help them. Huh? If you don't have nothing but a kind word, I mean, you know, sometimes people just need a kind word. Sometimes people just need a smile. We'll leave that with you today. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son, that whosoever believes in him shall not perish, but shall have everlasting life. And God wants us to have what? Faith in him and what? Love under what? All things. Huh? Because his love is so deep, you can't go under. It's so high, you can't go over. It's so wide, you can't go around. I want to tell you about God's great love tonight. Not that we so much we love, but he love us so hard. To nothing, huh? Romans 8, that nothing can separate the love of Christ from us. Nothing. Nothing. So I'm going to leave that with you tonight, because I get ready to go to my feet to tell you this. God loves us unconditionally. Huh? He wants to have faith in him. That's the key. That's the whole key. Faith in him and love unto all saints. Father God, we come again. Oh, God, we ask now that you will look down on us and have mercy upon us, Father God. We ask you to forgive us for the sin we committed, word, deed, and thought. Because we can think wrong and say wrong things, Father God. Oh, Father God, we're just asking you right now, God, to just look down upon your people, God, for these are your people. One needs you for one thing, Father God, and one needs you for another. But, God, we need you tonight. We're crying out tonight, God, because we need you. Gas prices is high, Father God. Oh, God, some need you for a job tonight, God. Some need you for a place to stay tonight, God. Oh, God, some need you for healing tonight, Father God. Some need you for a mind fixing tonight, Father God. Oh, God, some people's heart is so broken tonight, God. Only you can heal it, God. God, you come to heal the broken heart. That's what you come to heal the broken heart. You come to set the captives free. Some people captive in their mind, Father God. Oh, God, deliver your people tonight. Heal, deliver, and set free, Father God. It is in your name, Father God, that we cry out to you, God. We thanking you for your darling son, Jesus Christ, that came that we may have a right to the tree of life. Lord, oh God, that you love us unconditionally, Father God. You will not shut us out, Father God. You said we come to you, no way you cast us out. Oh God, we ask you to put your arms around us like a bare hand do her bidding, Father God. Oh God, we thank you how you done with us on the palm of your hand. Oh God, we thank you for what you have done for us, God, what you've done and what you're about to do. We thank you for the doors you opened, for the way you made, Father God. We ask you, Father God, to give us direction. Strengthen us when we God. Build us up when we pray down. Oh God, we ask you right now in the mighty name of Jesus, give us wisdom and knowledge and understand what to give your people. Father God, for these are your people so great. Oh God, we're just thanking you tonight. We're just giving your name all the glory, the honor, and the praise, God. Oh God, have mercy tonight. God, have mercy again on the people tonight. Have mercy, Jesus. Oh, we bind up every murdering spirit tonight. In the mighty name of Jesus, that murdering spirit, Father God. In your darling son, Jesus' name. Abel, God. Oh, God, your eyes is running to and fro all over the world, beholding the good and beholding the evil, God. For you made both of them, God. Oh, God, and there's nothing you don't know, Father God, and there's nothing you don't see. And, Father God, we're asking you right now to move in a special way. Oh, God, your people need miracles tonight, God. You're still in the miracle working business. Do a miracle tonight on your people's God. Oh, God, we pray for them on ventilators tonight, Father God. Oh, God, breathe, Lord, breathe on them again, God. Breathe on your people again. Breathe, God. Oh, lay your nail scar hands on them, Father God, so you can do it, God. You still that same God today, yesterday, and forevermore. Oh, God, and we thank you now. We glorify you. We magnify you. We exalt your name. As children get ready to get out of school, Father God. Oh, God, we ask you to share them, God. Give them a direction, God. Oh, God, keep them in the keeping care, oh, God. Oh, God, and we're going to be careful to give your name the glory, the honor, and the praise. Oh, God, we thank you. We love you. We glorify you. We exalt your name, God. But it is in your name that we pray. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. And thank God. Now, I don't know what these things you give are going to give you all for salvation. Amen. But we're going to tell you a little bit of just a story. You know, Jesus Christ came. He went up to pray one day in the 26th chapter of Matthew. He prayed so hard that he was dropping blood. He looked out and saw all the stuff that he had to take on for you and me. He said, let this cup be passed for me. But guess what he said? He said, nevertheless, not my will, but your will be done. They took him to a whipping post. Put him in front of the hood and all that. Amen. But guess what happened? Told why I told you, don't you touch that man. I perceive that he's a devout man. Don't you touch him. So Pilate washed his hands. But they took him and they mocked him and they scorned him and they beat him. Guess what they did? And then they put thorns around his head, amen. Blood was still screaming. But when they took him to the whipping pole, they hit him 39 times, save one stripe. He bore all the sickness and diseases. By his stripes, we are healed. According to 1 Peter chapter 2 and verse 24. Then they took him, they nailed him to a cross. He had to carry his own cross. I mean, no, we got to bear our own cross. But guess what? God allowed a black man to help him to carry his cross. But when they got, how many know? They nailed him to the cross. They stretched him wide. In the heat of a day, how many know it's hot out there? And you can imagine the heat of a day. Amen. They stretched him wide. They pierced him for your inner side after he was dead. He gave up the ghost, and guess what he said? He said, it's finished. He took on the sins of your sins and my sins. They done beat him till he mercy. You can't even tell what he is. They done beat him so bad because every time they hit him, meat, blood, and bones came from him. Hallelujah, Jesus. Yet and still, he did not come down because he loved it us so hard. That's where he came from. Love kept him to the cross, and we can't eat love one another. Love caused him to take that beating, and he didn't say a mumbling word. When they nailed him to the cross, he didn't say a mumbling word. But he hung now to the ninth hour. I mean, how many know? He still didn't say a mumbling word. Marred up. He was beat so unconditioned that you didn't even know what he was. But he took all that for you and me. He's asking you today to come to him. Accept him as your Lord and Savior. Admit that with yourself. Amen. And ask his forgiveness. 1 John 1:9. If you ask that he's faith, confess him, he's faith and mercy and just to forgive you and cleanse you from all unrighteousness. Make him your Lord and Savior. He crucified, dead, and buried him. But on the third day he rose. Guess what? He was sitting in the heaven. He still got you on his mind. Guess what? God is still going to come. Guess what? He's in time. And guess what? He's still on time. So come to Jesus tonight. If there's one, as Evangelist Bradley, get ready to go come to the line. If there's one tonight, out of fellowship, listening to everything I've said that Jesus did for you. If there's one, if she get ready to come to the line, turn the line over to her. Amen. You come on Max Star 6 and come on this line and give your life to God. They say it would be easy. They say you ain't go through stuff. I told you some stuff is predestined. Some stuff we just going to have to battle through. Amen. But God will do what? See us through. If she get ready to come on the line, Max Star 6, come on the line. Give yourself to the Lord. The song said, come to Jesus while you have time. He's not too busy just to hear your heart cry. Huh? Come to him while you have time. Tomorrow may be too late. As I turn it over to Evangelist Brett, amen. Come to Jesus while you have time. Evangelist Brett.
Praise him. Glory tonight, amen. If there's one, glory to God, we invite you to come. Amen, Jesus. You can come. Glory be to God, amen. Because it's not God's will that any should perish. And even as the Bible tells us, amen, hell is enlarging itself. Amen, it's enlarging itself. Glory to God. But listen, people of God, it does not have to be for you. Amen. Glory be to God. You can come. Amen. The appeal has been made tonight that if you're not saved, you can be saved. Glory to God. Amen. Glory be to God. Amen. We open the platform. If you're not, glory to God, come, people of God. Come. Glory to God. We see. Amen. So much is going on in the earth. Glory be to God. So much. Glory to God. Everywhere you turn, calamities. Everywhere you turn, glory be to God, troubles. Everywhere you turn, Glory be to God. Somebody is getting up out of here. Amen. Somebody is transitioning. Glory to God. But tonight, amen, Jesus, we know, amen, that, amen, transitioning is inevitable. We know that we all have to, glory to God, cross that path one day. Glory to God. It's not to cross another path, but it's where you're going. Amen. And if you're not saved tonight, amen, we want to give you that opportunity. Glory to God. We want to give you that opportunity, amen, that you can give your life to the Lord. Hiya, hiya, hiya. Oh, glory to God. Amen. Come while you have chance. Come while you have the opportunity. Glory to God. Hallelujah. If there be one tonight, amen, just press star 6. Amen, and you can come over to the platform. Amen. Glory be to God. Amen. If there's not one on tonight, glory be to God, we want you to know, amen, that you had the opportunity. Amen. Glory be to God. You had the opportunity. Amen. And again, we wouldn't let this opportunity, if I were you, I wouldn't let this opportunity pass me by. Glory to God. Amen. If there's not one on tonight, amen, we want to open the line for prayer. Amen, Jesus. Anybody that desires prayer on tonight, glory to God, special prayer. Amen, amen. Just wants, amen, someone to touch and agree with you on tonight. Glory to God. Amen. You can press star 6. You can press star 6 tonight. Amen, Jesus. Glory to God. And we're going to ask Evangelist Gail, amen, to come to the platform. Amen, Jesus. If there's anyone that needs prayer, amen, she's going to touch and agree with you on tonight. Amen. If there's one tonight, just press star 6. Amen.
This is Sister Mary.
Mm-hmm.
I would like to ask prayer for a family friend, Parthenia. She lost her husband, so I ask your prayer for the Ellison family.
Parthenia, okay. Parthenia, Ellison family, okay.
All right. Thank you.
God bless you. God bless you, Sister Mary. Anyone else tonight? Anyone else tonight? Glory to God. Anyone else on tonight? Amen. Just press star 6 and come over. Amen, Jesus. And Evangelist Gail is going to, amen, take the prayer request.
God bless you, Dr. Bradley. I'd like to ask prayer for Bernice Coaster. She's sick. Amen. And I ask that y'all pray for her. Thank you.
Amen. Amen. God bless you. God bless you. Elder Packer, amen. Jesus, anyone else tonight, amen, we're taking prayer requests. Glory to God. Amen, Jesus. Evangelist Gail is going to come. She's going to pray with you. Amen. But we want to get all the prayer requests. Amen, Jesus. Glory to God. Don't want to leave anybody out. Don't want to leave anyone out on tonight. Amen. Just press star 6. Press star 6 and come over to the broadcast side. Press star 6. Glory to God and come on over. Amen. Glory be to God. Amen. Glory to God. Anyone else tonight? Anyone else tonight? Amen. Glory to God. Don't see anyone else on the platform. Amen. Evangelist Gail, God bless you. Amen. So we have, amen, Jesus, Miss Parthenia Ellison and the Ellison family. And Bernice Coaster.
Mm-hmm. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Lord, thank you, God. Thank you, God. God, we just thank you tonight, God. Again, 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 we come before you tonight, God. We bow down before you, oh God, in prayer. We lifting our sisters and our brothers up, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Oh God, we just thank you, oh God, for your healing virtue, God. And God, we thank you, oh God, oh God, that you will come see about us even in our distress, even in our disappointments, even in our needs, even in our comfort, oh God. Oh God, comfort us, oh God, like no other. Hallelujah, 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 God. Hallelujah, God. God, we give your name praise. God, we give your name glory. Hallelujah, God, as we bring the Ellison family before you, God, in the name of Jesus. Touch every heart, God. Touch every mind, oh God, in the name of Jesus. God, you say you'll be a comforter for us. God, we thank you for comforting that family tonight, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Oh God, even for the loss, oh God, fill that void right now in the name of Jesus. Touch Parthenia, God, in the name of Jesus. God, touch her right now, God. Touch her right now, God. Touch her right now, God, in the name of Jesus. From the crown of her head, God, to the soles of her feet, oh God. Hallelujah, where she's feeling the void and the emptiness, oh God. Help her come alive with the memories that she has shared with her husband, oh God, that will keep her, oh God, that will keep her mind in the name of Jesus. God, we thanking you for strength. Oh, God, for your strength. Oh, God, shine your light on her, God. The things that she's lacking in her heart, oh, God. Minister to her in the name of Jesus like no other. God, keep her. Keep her mind. You said you would keep her. Keep our mind whose mind is stayed on you. God, help her to concentrate on you, even as she go through the preparation stage, oh God, as she prepare, oh God, to lay her husband to rest, oh God. We ask, oh God, that you walk her through every valley, hallelujah, hallelujah, every valley, oh God. Every valley, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Oh God, every tear, God, you said you will bottle them up. God, we thank you for bottling them up, oh God, in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Not her strength, but your strength, oh God. We apply that to her tonight, oh God. That she walk in the fulfillment, oh God, that knowing that you are our anchor, hallelujah, that you are her strength. Hallelujah, you are her peace in the midst of this storm, and this too shall pass. Hallelujah, if she can only get through to tomorrow, God, at the end of the end of the end of the service. Hallelujah, everything will be all right. Everything will be all right, God. Oh, God, send that soothing salve, oh, God, that will comfort her needs. God, every need that she needs, God, that her needs are met according to your riches and glory. God, we speak that and release that in the atmosphere to her. Oh, God, that she will have people pour into her spirit. People will pray for her. Even the people that have lost people, even in the shootings, we pray for them right now in the name of Jesus. The same things that we have prayed for our senior, oh God. We are released that in the air, oh God, for the people that have lost, all the people that went through the destruction this weekend, oh God. We release that to them tonight, oh God. Let them feel our prayers. Let them feel our love, the love of you that we're releasing in this line, oh God, in the name of Jesus. And oh God, right now we pray for Bernice Colson, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. 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 We pray for Bernice Colson right now in the name of Jesus, oh God. Touch her, God, from the crown of her head, God, to the soles of her feet. Whatever sickness that have attached themselves to her in the name of Jesus. God, release the Holy Ghost in, oh God. Hallelujah. To flow through the bloodstream in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Through every muscle. Every muscle in her body, every organ in her body, oh God. You know the sickness. You made her. You know what it takes to deliver, to heal, and set her free in the name of Jesus. And God, I don't know where she's staying in her relationship with you, oh God, but hallelujah, fix that too. Hallelujah, God, we're thanking you for it. And we believe it in your son Jesus' name. Amen and amen and amen.
Amen, amen, amen. Glory be to God. Amen. What a night. Amen. Glory to God. What a night. What a night. What a night. Amen. Glory to God. I'm telling you, I have been so blessed. Amen. I have been so blessed by what I've heard. Amen. Coming from each and every one of our prayer warriors on tonight. And I know you have too, people of God, amen, even as they came so eloquently, I would say, so expressively, amen, Jesus, to lay out a platform that you could easily see, amen, that you could easily receive what was being said on tonight, amen, and the prayer that was being prayed or the prayer that was prayed afterwards, amen. Glory to God. We just bless God tonight, amen, for, amen, Jesus, each one of these prayer warriors, missionary fan, evangelist Gail, Elder Packer, amen. God bless you. God bless you. God bless each of you on tonight. Amen. Glory to God. God bless you tonight for availing yourself. Amen. Glory to God to come to the platform tonight to be used by God. And truly we can say you allow the Lord to use you tonight. Amen. Glory to God. Now, Father, we give you thanks. We praise you now again. We thank you, glory to God, for touching these women of God on tonight. We thank you, Master, for breathing afresh upon them. We thank you for your leading. We thank you for your guiding. We thank you, oh God, for giving them clarity on tonight. Even, oh glory to God, we thank you tonight. We thank you for how you've touched them. We thank you, glory to God, for how you've made yourself known in the midst of them. We thank you tonight. We thank you for the word that you place within each of them. We bless your precious name on tonight. Hey, glory to God. And even now, Father, as we're lifting them before you, we're asking, oh God, that even as they have, glory to God, availed themselves to pray for others, we're asking that you would move for them. Father, move for them. Every situation, every circumstance, glory to God, whatever it is that they have before you, Master, we're asking that you would move in a mighty way in the precious name of Jesus. Move, glory to God, in their obedience to you. Move, glory to God, in the Hayashabob. Glory to God. Move for them tonight. Move, glory to God, in the name of Jesus. Father, move. Woo, God, hey, God, move. Glory to God, we're asking that you would open doors on tonight. Move. Hey, God, move tonight. Glory to God. Father, move speedily. Father, move for them on tonight, we pray, in the precious name of Jesus. For you know what they have need of, Father, for you know their very heart's desire, Father, and we're asking you to favor them tonight. Cause your favor to rest upon them. Cause your glory to rest upon them. Hey, Shabbat. Cause, hey, Rabahaya. Glory to God. Father, cause them to be guided by your, hey, God, by your very spirit, we pray. Father, lead, guide, and direct them unto all righteousness and unto all truth. And we're thanking you now. Thanking you for breathing afresh. Thank you for stirring ministry in them. We thank you. We thank you, glory to God, tonight for what you're doing in the midst of them. Glory to God, and Father, we praise you, we honor and glorify you for these things in thy precious name, Jesus. You get the glory, you get the honor, you get the praise in their lives. And for this, we thank you, we praise you in thy precious name, Jesus. We now forbid backlash of the enemy. We forbid backlash. We forbid retaliation. We forbid, hey, Shababa, Father, we say, cover them tonight. Cover them tonight in everything that concerns them. Cover them tonight. Cover their families. Cover their children. Glory to God. In the name of Jesus, we declare and we decree there should be no retaliation on tonight. No retaliation of the enemy. We forbid it tonight in the name of Jesus. We forbid it tonight in the name of Jesus. Woo, God, we declare, we decree on tonight that all that you've done for them, glory to God, it shall be no reformation. Father, and for this we give you thanks, we give you praise, for what you've done is done and cannot be reversed. We thank you, glory to God, even for those, amen, upon this line. same anointing to rest upon this line, to rest upon this people. Glory to God. And this we give you thanks. For this we give you praise. We give you honor. We give you glory in that precious name. Jesus, we pray. Glory to God. Amen. 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 Glory to God. Amen. God bless you. God bless you. God bless you, people of God. Every one of you again. We thank God for you. We thank you for your attentiveness. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you for your attentiveness on tonight. Amen. We just want to let you know that you can get a copy of the broadcast on tonight. Glory to God. Amen. It is absolutely free. Amen. All you have to do is text us. Amen. Let us know that you would like to get a copy, and we'll certainly get it to you. Amen. Such a beautiful, beautiful broadcast on tonight. Amen. Glory to God. The first number to text is 912-257-3918. And again, that's 912-257-3918. Amen. Glory to God. The second number that you can text, amen, is 678-608-7234. And again, that's 678-608-7234. Amen. In particular, amen, the 678 number for our international listeners, amen. Glory to God. You can certainly reach out to us via WhatsApp. Amen. Glory be to God. Amen. We're just trying to get this word out. We're just trying, amen, to get this blessing out. Amen. To as many as possible. Again, as we stated, it's absolutely free. It doesn't cost you anything. Amen. Just text us and we'll send it directly to your phone. Once you get it, send it to someone else. Amen. Also, please, ma'am, please, sir, don't forget that you can go out to our Facebook pages. Amen. The first one is the Prayer News Network. Glory to God. The Prayer News Network. Glory to God. Go out there. Amen, Jesus. You'll see our logo. You'll see our logo. Amen. You can click on that logo. Amen. You can copy it. Amen. You can send it like that. You can send it via messenger. Amen, Jesus. Glory be to God. And just forward it. Amen. You can forward it to someone. Amen, Jesus, that they can also as well be blessed. The other place that you can get it, amen, is again via our prayer group, the New Riyadh Prayer, the new Riyadh Prayer 52, amen. Glory to God. You can go out there and listen to the broadcast as well. Amen. Glory be to God. And one more place, if you don't have Facebook, you can certainly go out and Google. Amen. Go out and Google Prayer News Network. Once you go out there, amen, automatically it comes up. Amen. The broadcasts are right there. Amen. You can just click and send or click and save. Amen, Jesus. And amen. Be blessed as well. Our podcasts are located out there. You can certainly get a podcast out there as well. Amen. For those that like to listen via podcast. Amen. But listen, people of God, we thank God for you tonight. Thank you again for your time, your attention on tonight. Amen. Glory to God. We applaud. Amen. Glory to God. Our prayer warriors, our PNN prayer warriors on tonight and what God is doing in their lives. Amen. Jesus, God bless you. God bless you. God bless you. Amen. Know of a truth. Amen, Jesus, that the Lord, amen, that you have really availed yourself to the Lord on tonight. And we're so grateful that you did. Amen. Glory be to God. But again, people of God, go back and get your copy of the broadcast. Amen, Jesus. We want to invite you to come back on tomorrow night. Amen. Tomorrow night at 9 o'clock. Come back. Amen. Come back. Amen. Come back and be blessed yet again. Amen. Line upon line, precept upon precept. Here a little, there a little. Amen. And it makes the whole. Amen. Of what God is saying and what God is doing in our lives. Amen. The blessings of the Lord be upon you on tonight. Amen. The blessing of the Lord that maketh rich and addeth no sorrow. Amen. God bless you tonight. Glory to God. The angels of the Lord keep you and cover you. Amen, Jesus, in all of your ways, everything that concerns you. In Jesus' precious name we pray. Amen and amen on tonight. God bless you, people of God, and we will see you on tomorrow night. Amen. Don't forget to tell somebody about the PNN. Glory to God. Don't forget to tell them. Don't forget to tell them. Amen. Tell them some good things are going on over here. Amen. On this Prayer News Network Global. And we really want them to be a part. We want them to get in. Amen, Jesus, because there's room. Hallelujah. For each and every one of them. Amen. God bless you, people of God. Amen. Again, we look to see you on tomorrow night. Amen. Go in peace in Jesus' name. Amen.
This session is no longer being recorded. Goodbye.